This episode is brought to you by HP Instant Ink. No one is reading your mind, but HP Instant Ink knows when your printer is running low and sends new cartridges before you run out. So you never have to think about ink. For details, visit hp.com/instantinkSpotify. Conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Signals from the Frontline, your every Monday and Friday video cast live on Twitch. What's up, everybody? It's always a pleasure to chit-chat before we go live with the show. So if you ever want to join us with the chitting and the chatting, please do so.
Interacting.
Ooh, Frontline Gaming _ TV, one word. What's up to everybody on YouTube? Make sure to subscribe and like, please, the video. We really appreciate that. And for those of you who can't see our lovely faces and are only hearing our sexy voices, What's up to those of you who are listening on iTunes or streaming the podcast on the blog at frontlinegaming.org?
There's a lot of different places to get our podcast.
We get up in those ear holes and eye holes.
That's for sure.
That sounds really bad.
It does.
I kind of like it though because it's weird. Anyway, thank you for joining us. As always, brought to you by frontlinegaming.org, where you can get your tabletop gaming goodies at up to 25 percentiles below the manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Also known as MSRP.
Mm.
I had to actually play it through my head and see if that's what you said.
Yeah, pretty good. I like to mix it up a little bit. I get tired of saying the same thing. Right now, we have some really good savings going on. We actually have some incredible savings going on, but we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, big news. Games Workshop announces Blood Bowl on the way.
Oh my goodness.
Prepare for kickoff. Pre-order November 12th. That is coming up very soon. This is going to be huge, right? This is going to be extremely popular box game. Blood Bowl is hyper popular. It's like one of the only games, like we said last episode, it's one of the only games I've ever seen that survived the death of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it not only survived, it's thriving. It's bigger. And it's spawned 3 spin-off games I can think of off the top of my head. They're all very popular.
And what you mean by death of the game is the company stopped
supporting it. For like a decade.
Yeah.
And now they're back, which I think is absolutely wonderful. I know there's a lot of people that are very excited about this. I think it's going to be extremely popular. I plan on making a team because the game is just wacky. It's fun.
Yeah.
You can throw people into the crowd, and if it's your crowd, they get like beat up. The cheerleaders will like clonk you on the head with like a broken bottle when you're not looking. It's just amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
There's a dwarf player that rides a steamroller that has spikes on it.
Awesome.
What's
dude.
Not to love, right?
This thing's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, the orc and goblin and ogre team. Like the ogre will take a goblin holding the ball and throw him, and you can throw him into the end zone and he gets a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a bizarre mix. It's like British people like making like a more violent version of football but not understanding how football is played. So there's still it's brilliant.
Yes.
It's a great game. There are going to be limited supplies. We already know that we have a limited supply coming our way. We got as many as we absolutely could. So if you do want to get this, as soon as you see it go up for pre-order, which is November 12th, GW's already told us this, send an order into orders at frontlinegaming.org, and we will be selling them at 25% off MSRP. Make sure to send that in as soon as possible. You can call the order into 888-781-5120, but we cannot take any orders until it goes up on GW's website.
Dude, the Skaven team looks amazing.
I was like, dude, I kind of wanted. I was like leaning towards the Skaven team myself.
They look so cool.
I was like, oh yeah, they're throwing warp stone footballs with their tails.
Yes.
Amazing.
Dude, this game is gonna be so fun.
Yeah, and you don't have to make that many guys either. No. Like, your team is a limited amount of models, and it looks like the starter set comes with orcs and humans. The orc linebackers are like beefcake.
Yeah.
And they've already showing off one of the first teams, the Skaven. And you know they're going to come out with teams. Like, they had amazing teams in the original game. They had undead teams. There was, like, a vampire quarterback.
Yeah.
There was a Tomb King team. You had, like, a mummy wide receiver. He's, like, super slow.
Fall apart.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be just fun, a fun game. So we're really excited for that. Also, if you want to play Blood Bowl at the Las Vegas Open, we have a tournament going on. And GW is going to be there. They've hinted at bringing some old models out of retirement to be purchased at the Las Vegas Open, which would be really cool. Make sure to sign up. Space is running out in that. Also, the 30K event, the 30K championship just sold out this past weekend. And we have just a couple spots left in the Mega Battle for 30K.
Dude, the Mega Battle is going to be awesome. It's
going to be,
yeah.
Dude, that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful event. Like, 30K, the people that, I mean, it's pretty expensive to play 30K, let's be real. So the people that do it, they go all in.
Yeah.
And just going around the tables, They're just absolutely stunning. And again, it's pretty fun. Was it last year or 2 years ago that there was a cast member from Star Trek?
Playing
in the 30K.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And like, that was awesome.
We kept it low key because he wanted to just come and nerd out, but yeah, that's pretty badass. So you may end up playing
somebody that's
30K
famous
with a Star Trek cast member, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, coming out from Games Workshop, we have the Silver Tower characters are up now for the New Order special. Make sure to grab them this week at 25% off MSRP. And there's a whole host of new guys you can get, and some of the ones from the box set.
Yeah. And so, the models are incredible. All the models they've been releasing for Age of Sigmar are just so cool.
Yeah, and really, the technology, like the skill in model making, the GW, and they keep pushing the envelope.
I know.
Like, it's crazy. They keep getting better. Like, the Tenebrio Shard, the two elf characters in that are astounding. I mean,
so
there's
dynamic,
a character that's like doing like a spin, and like his robes and his clothes are spinning. It's just, it's incredible. And of course, we've got our boys next door that have been quiet
all day. It's 11 o'clock, dude. That's when they have to punch the clock.
Yeah, it is funny. I can't wait till we don't have to put up with this anymore. The construction's been going on for months.
Yeah.
It's driving me mad. But anyway, also in other Age of Sigmar news, if you listen to the Ninth Realm, our Age of Sigmar podcast, which airs on Thursdays, we've been discussing rules. And as always, a rules discussion is controversial. And we talked about rules we like and we didn't like. I still don't understand how everybody thought we were talking about changing rules, because I said like at least 3 times that we were absolutely not changing any rules. But still, people are like, I can't believe we're ever talking about changing it. I'm like, no, we're literally talking about not changing
You are changing rules?
Oh, shut up. Stop. Don't do it. But it was just funny because all these people are like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, we went out of our way emphatically stating we weren't changing anything. We were just talking about rules we liked and didn't like as individual gamers. So at any rate, someone who spoke up and said, hey, I would like to voice my opinion on why random initiative, which is it's the big rule that causes most controversy in Age of Sigmar, because you roll for initiative every turn. A gentleman wrote in and he said, I'd like to explain why I think it's good for the game. And I said, of course, please. Like, we asked for that. So there's a really good article on frontlinegaming.org right now discussing counterpoint, why they think that random initiative is good, and explaining how the more skilled player plans for it.
Yeah, it's funny. Random initiative is kind of the linchpin, and like, people are like, either you hate it or you like it. And it's actually like really depends on what's happening during the game when it kicks in, to where like you're like, oh, I hated that, or yes, I have a chance. But yeah, it's really weird. It's one of the only rules I've ever seen that really seems to be like 50% split.
Yeah. People, like, they love it or they hate it.
Yeah. And usually it's like a 70-30 mix, but this one's like straight 50-50. Like, somebody either loves it or they hate it, and it's weird.
Yeah, I'm more on the hate it side personally, because I feel like it's too random. Like, I read the article, it's good. This obviously a very intelligent person who's very good at the game. And he talked about, it's like playing poker. Mm-hmm. It's like there's 4 possible outcomes in every 2-turn sequence, right? It's either like I go, you go, I go, I go, you go, you go. And like, there's differences in who gets to choose the sequence of events. And he's saying the skilled players always choose to go second.
Really?
And then they wait to then press advantage to go for the double turn, because then you're playing the odds. Like, if you're the one who's dictating the flow of the game, then you wait, and then you strike when it is most advantageous for you to strike. But the thing is, in our games, and like it makes sense to me. Like, I can totally understand the logic and the math behind it.
Yeah.
But in our games, it's been like I get double turn on turn 2 and then I win the game.
Yeah.
So like, I don't understand how I would love to see a more skilled player than myself show how they do this, because for us, it's been like a deciding factor. Double turn win. I will like absorb your attack and then counter. It's just been like, oh, the game's over.
Well, next time I play, just watch me. I'm the greatest.
Oh, also of Age of Sigmar?
Yeah, you know, I think so. Okay. I think so. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
World's greatest Age of Sigmar player
Why not?
I'm just going to hyphenate it.
Why not just GOAT?
World's great. That's what Rage Quit Table Fit call me. Call me the GOAT.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. But I would like to see it illustrated, because I understand the theory, but in application for us, at least, and again, we are still learning the game, it has quite simply not been the case.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm not understanding that. Like, maybe
I don't either.
Maybe if you're playing like with a lot of terrain, you can hide your army. Maybe then you could play to it, because then you're really resilient because you can hide and they can't shoot you or charge you or anything like that. But otherwise, there's not really like powers you can use to like super boost your army, in which case you would lose out on like damage output or something like that. So I don't see where like the trade-off is.
I'm not either. I'm not seeing how you take the double turn and it's anything but crippling.
Yeah.
But then again, we're still learning. I'd say like I'm like on the classic level 1 to 20 scale, I'm like a level 5 right now, right? Like I understand the game mechanics and I can do, I understand some of the nuances of tactics, but I'm not seeing how you take that. Maybe it's in this building is where we're making mistakes.
Probably.
I don't know.
We're probably making a lot of mistakes.
Oh, I'm sure we are. And I'm totally open-minded to learning. That's why I thought it was a great article, and I would encourage anybody out there who's playing Age of Sigmar and struggling with the random initiative to go read it. Because like I said, we actually had a group of people that said that they want to come to Vegas, but they're like, we really would only want to come if you didn't have random initiative because they don't use it in their group.
Fair enough.
I was like, we can't change that. Like, we're not changing any rules this first edition.
Like Age of Sigmar guys are running the event.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's like we can't house rule that out. We don't want to. Like, the game is what it is. And it's just, it would not be fair to the community at large to try and impose some house rule in year one of the ITC for Age of Sigmar, right? Like, we have no desire to do that. Like, we want to play the game as it is, get some experience, formulate a good opinion, and then if we decide to do anything at all, we do it next season, which, not saying we are.
But I think that's a great counterpoint. If you do want to come and discuss the rules at Vegas, it's be very beneficial for you because you'll be talking to the head Age of Sigmar guys at GW. So,
and you'll also have an opportunity to talk to Rob, who was in those awesome GW videos you've seen with Magnus the Red and stuff when they're doing their bin inspections. He won the South Coast GT. He is a master level Age of Sigmar.
Just because we weren't there. I mean,
true.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean,
he's okay, but I mean, we're us.
I'm not actually very good at Age of Sigmar. I'm pretty good, but that Stormcast Eternal list you have, my God, that is brutal.
It's all right, I guess.
Because, like, with the double initiative thing, and not to hammer the point, this will be the last thing we mentioned about it, like, Frankie's dwarf shooting army, like, if he gets the double turn, you are dead.
It's a lot of shots.
Like, you're dead. Like, because, like, some of the strategies I've been reading about people doing is that you try to go second, you stay out of range of their shooting in the first turn, basically take a turn away from them, they move into position, and then you move forward, and then you hope you get the double turn, and then you go to assault. So that at worst, you're getting one round of shooting. At best, you're getting no rounds of shooting.
Yeah.
And like, in theory, I get it, but the other player is not going to move forward.
And it's, you're banking a lot on getting the double turn.
And like, you don't, it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Whatever.
I still am not conceptually understanding the way that this works. Like, I get the theory, but in practice, we're just not seeing it happen. Let us know in the comment section what your experience has been, and go read that article. It's very good.
Yeah.
In other news, there's another grav tank variant from Forge World floating around for the Adeptus Custodes, and it does look badass. It looks like a Star Wars ship.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
That
was like instantaneously, I was like, oh, that's like, could totally come out of Star Wars. Yeah. Speaking of which,
so cool.
The new Rogue One trailer. Oh my God. We saw it when we went to go see Doctor Strange, which is a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. The new Rogue One. I'm like 100,000 times more excited for this than Episode 7.
Yes.
No, like Episode 7 was like, it was an okay movie. It was Star Wars, so it immediately goes up a notch on the cool factor, but it was made for kids. So many plot holes that didn't make sense. Why have a Star Destroyer when you can have a triple Star Destroyer? Like, oh, give me a break. Anyway, Rogue One looks like a serious movie. It looks like the kind of movie that the adult Star Wars fan is going to be stoked about.
Yeah, no, it looks amazing. I cannot wait.
I'm so...
And it's so close.
It is. I can't wait for
that. It's only like a month away.
That's going to be... I'm going to be first person in that theater. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. There's probably people that are going to camp out. I'm not doing that. But I'll be one of the first people in there. Other news from Games Workshop. They tease Planetary Onslaught, which will be a new supplement combining Planet Strike, Cities of Death, and Stronghold Assault.
Yeah.
All into one tome, and then it'll include data slates for all of the new terrain kits that have come out, which there's a lot have come out. So pretty cool. That's probably something that most of everybody's going to want to pick up just because got all the new rules for using all that fun stuff. Pretty good.
November is going to be a great month.
Yeah, December and November is going to be awesome. There's also rumors floating around of a ton of bundle deals coming out in December from Games Workshop, which you know are going to be awesome. They do it every December.
And they're limited.
Very limited. And we get as many as we can, and that is going to be first come, first serve. Yep. So if you want those, you better be Johnny on the spot, because you know you're going to get a discount, and they're going to be gone in an hour.
Super fast, yeah.
In other news for us, excitingly, our Fat Mat sale is going ridiculously red hot.
Yep.
We are blown away. We didn't even expect it to be as popular as it has been. Thank you to everybody for your business, and thank you for making it our move infinitely easier.
Yep.
At the rate we're going, we're not going to have very many Fat Mats left at the end of the month. So
So definitely grab them if you want them, because they will not be around for very long. We're already out of quite a few designs. So.
Yeah, already. We already sold out of a lot of the popular designs. So if you want them, please act quickly. If you're a TO and you want to take advantage of the even deeper discounts on bulk orders of 16 or more mats, you better put your order in like today, or you're probably not going to get the mat you want. Just
throwing it out there.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. We're very excited with the popularity of it, but we want everybody to get the mats they want. So please jump in and take care of that.
Yep.
In LVO news, Guild Ball will be going up in the web cart today. It was supposed to go up on Friday, but we were missing a couple details that I didn't notice until I was going through everything, but that will be taken care of today. So if you do want to play Guild Ball, make sure to jump in there and grab your tickets later today. And they will also be doing demos of Dark Souls.
Nice.
Their board game that raised like $3 million on Kickstarter.
Dark Souls was crazy.
Those guys are doing pretty good. They're a bunch of young Scottish guys. And there's people from other countries involved with their company now. Yeah, but
they're killing it.
Good for them. I love it when you see the entrepreneurial spirit, when you see people that go out and they just kick ass.
Yeah.
They made a good product. They've marketing it correctly. And they're working their asses off. It's really, you know, good for them.
Yeah. No, you know, they're really doing it.
It is really cool to see that kind of success. But yeah, if you want to come and play Guild Ball, which is a hyper popular game right now, please do so. I've been told it is like a mix of Blood Bowl and War Machine.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's a good combo.
It's supposed to be a really good game. And then, of course, Dark Souls and Beer Hammer is in the LVO web cart. For those of you who want to participate, it is a free event. You just buy the ticket in order to register so we know how many people to expect.
Sweet.
So if you want to play, it's going to be Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's very lighthearted. Two 1,500-point games. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of beer involved. Drink responsibly. You must be 21 years of age to participate.
Dang it.
A lot of fun. A ton of new releases for Conflict 47. It's an alternate history World War II game. It looks really good. Warlord Games produces it. They do great plastic miniatures. They make a bolt action. And as I understand it, it uses the same rules as bolt action, but you have fantastical, you know, clockwork, you know, British doughboys. You got...
Are these guys metal?
Some of them are metal. Some of them are plastic.
Yikes.
Again, Jinro.
Dude, look at that guy.
Anybody who's seen Jinro is going to be like, yep, that was the inspiration for these guys.
That guy is awesome,
a British Tommy in power armor.
So cool, man.
Right? It's
might not even be power armor. It might just be armor.
It literally might. No, it's got pistons and servos and stuff. Yeah, and then you got GIs and power armor.
Dude, these models are cool. And the heads are actually really sweet, too.
Yeah, they're great. You can take head swaps and use them for 40K, the 28mm models. You have, like, clockwork, infantry, the Russian models. Everything looks great.
This is a game I can get behind, right?
I am actually tempted.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Keep scrolling down. We've got, GIs with power armor and bazookas.
Why not?
They have walker tanks. They have like Shermans.
A werebear?
And of course,
dude,
Russian werebears.
Sick.
There's a lot of alternate history World War II games, but this one looks really great.
Definitely check it out.
They have Sherman tanks with laser cannons on the top.
And if you're listening and you want to see the pictures, go to frontlinegaming.org and click on the show notes.
And of course, ITC events coming up this weekend.
Yikes.
There's a ton. Oh, also one last point, LVO. Infinity has like 3 tickets left.
Yeah, so don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. If you want to play, please jump in. It's about to sell out. And again, 30K narrative mega battle is almost sold out.
Yep.
There's only a couple tickets left. ITC events, we have like a dozen ITC events this weekend. It's crazy. There's a ton going on. People are trying to get those last minute points.
Yeah.
We do have one major event that's going on in Atlanta, Georgia, the Warzone ATL.
Yeah.
That's run by the guys from Forge Narrative, a really good podcast on Del of Lost Souls, if you want to check it out. Paul Murphy, kind of the head dude over there and good friend. Check it out. This is an anything goes tournament. It's very popular down in that region. So if you've got a Warhound Titan, if you've got your Tauinar, whatever, anything goes. So it's a gloves off kind of hard boy style event, and I've heard it's super fun.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things, so definitely check it out.
I think they sold out in a couple hours this year.
Yeah, they sold out super fast.
So go jump in there. It's a major event. You need a major event to get a max score for your overall score. And this is a good size one. I think there's 64 players.
I believe so.
Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun. All right. Rumors. There's a ton of rumors floating around right now about all kinds of exciting stuff going on with the Games Workshop hobby. So there's no other Sisters of Silence planned, apparently. These are all rumors. We don't know if these are true or not. So please take it all with a grain of salt. GW wanted to see if they were popular or not. With those rules,
they're going to be very popular. And the models look freaking awesome.
How do I get the job where I hit the pipe with the stick?
I don't know.
Do you have to join a union?
I think you probably need like a bachelor's.
Is there special
degree?
Schooling involved for pipe banging?
Yep.
Like,
it's
what?
A new class.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's been going on for like weeks. So like, what? That pipe must be really stuck. You know what I mean? Like, or maybe it's just like trying to look busy when the supervisor comes by. Anyway, so maybe more Sisters of Silence on the way. I guarantee the popularity blew their...
Oh, yeah. For sure.
When you give them rules like that, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I think they're starting
to... models look freaking awesome, man.
They're starting to connect the dots. There's some guy at GW that's got like all these like cards with strings on a wall. And he's like, been awake for like 3 days. He's like, my God, the rules sell models.
He's like, the Nephilim fighter. Didn't do very well on that one.
Couldn't be
Sisters of Silence. A lot.
Selling like hot. So then he's like,
Toughness 3 is where it's at.
He's all, put a Sister of Silence in the Nephilim jet fighter. Jeez. That actually would be really good if you could fly around turning off psychic powers. Uh-oh. We may have just created a monster.
Oh, no.
We want a cut of royalties for that next the next one that comes out. But there's a ton of Adeptus Custodes on the way. Really cool stuff. A lot of people are talking about the fluff of the Adeptus Custodes. A fact I did not know. Apparently, they predate the Thunder Warriors, which is very interesting.
The Thunder Warriors?
Frankie knows nothing about the fluff.
I don't. Not at all. This is the first time that I've ever heard of the Thunder Warriors.
You're shitting me.
And it sounds amazing.
You've never heard of the Thunder Warriors?
Never heard of them.
How? We're on episode 481.
This is the first time it's ever come up in an episode.
No, it's not.
I guarantee
it. You...
I'm going to go back through and listen to every episode now.
How have you never heard of the Thunder Warriors?
Who are the Thunder Warriors?
Do you live in a cave?
No. I live on the 28th floor, actually.
An elevated cave. You're in a cave of the mind. Oh, my God. So, Frankie, take your notebook out.
I'm ready.
So,
I was born ready.
In the Dark Ages, right? Like before, when the Emperor first came around.
Yes.
Earth was like Mad Max in a Thunderdome. But
all the planets were, right?
No, well, they were in varying states of anarchy.
Yeah.
But Earth was especially bad, right? And there was warring tribes of superhuman warriors called the Thunder Warriors.
So they were already superhuman?
Yes. And they're actually stronger than Space Marines. So the Emperor...
Why didn't he take those guys?
He did.
Oh, okay.
But he, for some reason, he made them all so that they couldn't... like. He pretty much wiped them out. Like, there's still a... like, there may be a couple of Thunder Warriors still around. They're basically immortal.
Yeah.
They can be killed like Space Marines. So then he kind of gathered all the Thunder Warriors together, and then he conquered Earth. And then he used them as a part of his... when he first started spreading out, too.
Gotcha.
Okay. But the Thunder Warriors are like phase one Space Marines. They're even bigger and meaner and stronger and nastier.
So why would you downgrade?
You know, the Space Marines, I don't... like, in the fluff, there's a lot of reasons why. I think that it's because the Thunder Warriors couldn't be controlled.
Gotcha.
But he basically gathers up these Thunder Warriors to conquer all the techno-barbarians that were running Earth. So it's like Mad Max and the Thunderdome, but they are like super-powered.
Yeah. All
right. And so then that was how the Emperor got going, right? It's like, it's kind of like Genghis Khan. Like, Temujin had to like conquer all the local tribes first.
Yeah.
And then he formed an unstoppable army of like badasses. And that's what the Emperor did.
I hope he had one like legion of these guys from Australia. And they were called the Thunder.
Down.
From Down Under. That would have been amazing. You gotta pay me for these ideas.
That's my next army. That's my next army. They'll all wear cufflinks with no shirt.
And bow ties. Oh, God. That would have been amazing. If they had the fluff
behind
that.
I can't believe no one has said that before. No one has done that as an actual army.
Heard it here first. Frontline game.
Oh, my God. That's genius.
But that's the fluff behind that sounds pretty awesome.
That's like the other army you said that you should do Thousand Suns. Just call them Dust in the Wind.
Yes. Don't anybody take that idea. It's going to happen, all right?
Oh, God. That's funny as hell. So yeah, that's where the Thunder Warriors come from. But apparently the Adeptus Custodes predate the Thunder Warriors, which means the Emperor had to have made them even earlier. Or they weren't made by the
Emperor. So the Custodes are more powerful? Or?
Oh yeah, way more powerful. The Adeptus Custodes is to a space marine what a space marine is to a human. Yes. Yeah, they're mega powerful. Yeah. Like, and there's a whole legion of them, which is cool because obviously now we can tell that, they're coming back. And they're going to be going out and doing stuff. They're not going to be stuck on Terra, which is a good thing. There's a lot of people who are freaking out because like they're like, oh, the Fluff Shreds, they stay on Earth. Who cares, guys? Like, do you want the most badass warriors of humanity stuck on Earth never doing anything? Or do you want them in the game?
Fighting demons.
Or do you want them in the game so we can use them and have fun?
Yes.
That's infinitely better, right? Yeah. Like, the Fluff is not a straight
jacket. You know what? I'll bet the Emperor's going to die and then they're going to be able to go out and do their own thing.
Bro, if they killed the Emperor and then they brought the Star
Child.
Could
you imagine that?
That'd be awesome. Well, because one of the theories is that the Emperor will resurrect. Is alive again.
Yeah. And then there's another theory where the Emperor is not actually the Emperor.
Ooh.
It's actually Horus.
Ooh. He's a hiya.
Yeah.
And he's been hiding, playing the long game.
No, he's dead on the Golden Throne.
Well, there's one that he's not dead, that he's just waiting. It's I love it.
Yeah.
I love the mystery of it. It's
Heck
really
yeah.
fun.
It's awesome.
But we will be seeing an army list for the Adeptus Custodes, similar to the Solar Auxilia, which is a human army in the 30K setting.
Sweet.
Really fun. And I guarantee we're going to see him in 40K. It's already obvious, right? The writing's on the wall. So,
again,
I don't know this. We're speculating, but I'm willing to bet money that that's what occurs. There's going to be a Talons of the Emperor army list where you will be able to do a pure Sisters or Custodes army, which would indicate that there's more Sisters on the way.
Sweet.
All kinds of really cool stuff coming out in Inferno, which they're bringing back, which is very exciting. Inferno is actually supposedly the name of the next supplement. So I was thinking about the old comics Inferno, which I loved. We'll see. So we don't know if any of this is true or not, of course. Keep your eye on Games Workshop's website because that's when you get the real information. But very exciting. And there's also rumors that another supplement coming up after they finish the Space Wolf supplement will feature Blood Angels and Dark Angels.
Sick.
Which would be really
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. And other rumors, people are saying that Magnus may be able to come with different weapon options, which would be cool. And supposedly someone's raining on our parade saying that their squats will never be done. GW is the one who's raining on our parade with that.
No.
Why not?
Squats are supposed to be awesome. Well, weren't they eaten in the Fluff or something like that?
Yeah, Tyranids ate them.
They just ate all of them.
They did. No. They're like, and the Tyranids ate them. Goodbye.
You're like, what? No.
Damn it. Well, there are Demiurge in the Fluff, which are like different, but they're kind of like the spiritual.
Why aren't dwarves in like 40K?
I don't know, man.
Like, it's like such a popular fantasy race. Like,
they just did it weird the first time around. Like, Jervis is quoted. He's like, what were we thinking with squats? Oh, dear. You know, like.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, like,
you can make such a cool army out of
it. If they redid it, it'd be fine. People would totally play it.
Heck yeah. I would definitely buy a dwarf
for sure,
40K army.
Like, the Demiurge is what would probably come back if they were to come back.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all speculative. We'll see. All very exciting stuff. Yep. So, yeah. Keep your eye on Games Workshop website. Again, these are all just rumors. We're getting them from the same place you guys are. They could all be wrong. Also, we wanted to share Geekmaster K's awesome Inquisitorial Pumpkin.
Thing is pretty cool.
Which he sent in. He's probably in chat right now. Pretty cool, man. You got some skills with the pumpkin carving.
Okay.
All right, guys, shoot us some questions in chat, and we will be happy to answer them.
Riptide-sized space marine? What? What is that?
Yeah, I don't think that exists. Oh, no, that's the...
It's like the game Inquisitor.
The Dread Knight. Jeff of Bourne says, Custodes are super powerful, except when Grav comes around. Yep, Grav is too good. We all know that. Thanks for getting your name right. Says Larice, you're no problem.
Not a problem.
Let me see. Custodes are better warriors. Space Marines are better soldiers. Okay.
Lock Infinity says the Emperor wanted a soldier with more human-like personality traits.
Yeah. Because everything I've read about the Thunder Warriors is that they're like barbaric.
Yeah.
They're like ultra-violent.
But the Emperor is so powerful, you'd be able to control him super easily, right?
I think that's why he didn't. That's why he made the Space Marines, because like they were soldiers. They were like disciplined.
Yeah, fair enough.
And the Thunder Warriors were like
crazy.
Mongol horde gnarly crazy warriors.
Yeah.
Jeffs of Bourne says, would you consider adding a best painted leaderboard to the 2017 ITC season, separate from battle points? I'd love to see the ITC becoming a community leader, not only for the hobby side of things too, We've thought about that.
It's something that would be, yeah.
We've thought about that, but it's like, it's really difficult because it's so subjective.
Yeah, and then there's going to be some events where they don't want to fill out like a spreadsheet or something like that. Because you'd have to have like an additional scoring for that that's set for the ITC. And then you'd have to collect all those scores. It would be basically an entirely new ITC. It is something that we've considered. But
we're totally open really to it. Yeah. But it's like, how do you do it? Do you do like popular vote, like Cool Mini or not? But then people get game the system and just go vote like a million times.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it objectively? That's always been the problem, because at different events, they're going to judge you differently.
Yeah, like if you go to like five different events, you'll get five different paint scores.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Like even if we did a standardized template for scoring paint, it's still going to be interpreted differently by each judge.
Yep.
Or the judge may miss something, yep. Or just may not bother, or they may just like fill it out.
Yeah.
Like all of these things happen. So we would love to do that.
It's a great idea. Don't get us wrong. And maybe we'll be able to do it for like our events, the ones that we run with the same judges or something like that. But yeah, it's really hard to do.
Yeah, if we could come up with a system that was like relatively objective and fair,
yeah.
We'd be all over it. It's just like we really have to put our heads together as a community to come up with a way to do it. Because I would love to do that. And we've talked about that many times. Yeah. Hydro Phoenix says, give me my ITC vote. It's coming. We've been dragging our feet, waiting, hoping that GW would ratify their FAQ. I don't think it's going to happen in the near future.
Yeah.
So we need to do it. We need to do it soon.
X the Clincher, Kill Team is taking over my world and local scene. In fact, the Narrative guys are hosting an event next weekend. You guys should definitely think about having that at LVO.
We could do a Kill Team event at the LVO. Yeah,
we
no
just
problem.
Need a judge.
Yeah.
So if you want to run it.
If anybody out there wants to be a judge for a Kill Team event, let us
for
know.
Because sure.
We
yeah.
could do that on Sunday. No problem. Most of the 40K players are done. It'd be a really fun thing to do.
Yeah. Quickster, I do know about Minotaurs because I have a Minotaurs army.
Yeah, but have you actually read any of the fluff?
I know that they are basically the police for... No, I have not.
They're the enforcers. Like the
yes,
fluff...
the Space Wolves and them kind of do the same thing.
Space Wolves don't really do it so much anymore. The Minotaurs now are like... But supposedly in the fluff, the High Lords of Terra created the Minotaurs chapter. Because they don't know who they're...
See, filling with knowledge, now I'll know.
Well, and the High Lords of Terra made them to police the Space Marines.
Yeah.
And they've wiped out other chapters.
The Minotaurs have?
Yeah.
Completely?
Mm-hmm.
That's not
they
very nice.
They have wiped out... And that's why they have so much awesome war gear, is because they go annihilate a Space Marine chapter that's the High Lords of Terra have deemed to be like need to be wiped out, and then they take all their stuff.
What about the Space Sharks?
The Space Sharks are just crazy.
Hmm. Fair enough.
They have like a corrupted gene seed, and they're like basically just insane. Like all the other chapters are kind of like you just kind of aim
away from that.
They're like the Flesh Terrors. Everyone's like, well, you're flirting with the dark side, but. Like Space Sharks will go onto a planet and just kill everybody.
Yeah, that
like,
makes sense.
They're just insane murderers. So it's like they're almost like berserkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they look like sharks too. They have black eyes and yeah, they're cool. Borderline.
They have fins?
No.
Dang it.
They're borderline. They're borderline like bad guys. No, they behave like emotionlessly like a shark.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Larissa says, "How do you like
so
10 breachers and a devilfish?"
Quickster says that the Minotaurs send all of their guys.
Yeah,
anytime. So they send their entire chapter.
Yes,
that's a little excessive.
Well, that's because they get one mission at a time.
Huh.
And it's like
everybody's like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
Like, oh, it's scorched earth. Like they go and they annihilate their target ruthlessly.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
No, that's
not. There's no other chapter that ever fights with their entire chapter.
And
is
if
there?
Remind me, guys, if I'm wrong, but I believe they have more than 1,000 Battle Brothers too. I think the High Lords of Terra let them cheat.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, Thunder Warriors from Down Under, your next modeling project. I want to see that happen. Make sure to get your Fat Mats because we are running low on inventory on a lot of the popular styles.
Yep.
And please get your Las Vegas Open tickets because a lot of events are beginning to sell out.
Cool. All right, guys. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Frankie here from Signals from the Frontline with Adam, a.k.a. Loopy. Main organizer of the Golden Sprue Cup GT. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So why don't you go ahead and give us a brief rundown of what the Golden Sprue Cup's all about.
Golden Sprue Cup is going to be the last ITC major, at least so far in the United States, before the LVO. Yeah. It's going to be up in upstate New York, East Greenbush, which is very near Albany. So if anybody needs to fly in or bus in or train in, it'll be out of Albany. And we're on January 21st to the 22nd. That's a Saturday and Sunday at the Melvin Rhodes American Legion. So we've rented out some space. Yeah, we've done the Golden Sprue Cup pretty much ever since the inception of the ITC. And actually, I think our first one was before it, but we've been ITC every year since, because it's such a great way to get new people in and meet new people and boost your numbers. And it really has worked really well for us.
Yeah, I'm glad it's working for you guys.
Oh, it really has. We really appreciate it. And we've met a lot of nice people from around the region. Now we're hoping to get more people from around the country. We have up to 80 spots available at the American Legion, and I'm completely devoted to having good terrain on every single table for every single player. So the main thing is I want folks to get in there and pre-register so I know how much terrain I have to make.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, the fun part.
Yeah, so you know, pre-registration is only $40. After December 9th, it's going to be $50. So get up in there, do a Google search for Golden Sprue Cup, or go to flipsidegamingwarhammer40k.blogspot.com. We also have an event on Facebook, which you can find, and just sign up, find the link to our cart, and throw it in there.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a lot of fun. And, I mean, the trophy that you give away is always amazing every year. That's so cool.
we're gonna go super epic this year. I think we're going to have – in my mind – so let me tell you basically what it is. The first day is going to be a three-round qualifier for a three-round championships the next day. Nice. Anybody who isn't in that championships, those eight people, the top eight undefeated players, they get to play in a 40K friendly.
Oh, cool.
And just like Adepticon, we're going to do some kind of theme. And this year, the theme is going to be A Song of Ice and Fire, or better known as Game of Thrones. So I think the trophy this year is going to be a Imperial Knight sitting on some kind of like Iron Throne with the cup on top.
Awesome. You would definitely have to shoot some pictures of it once you get there.
We definitely will. So just, you know, if you're looking for a competitive event, we have that, you know, the first day, and then the second day we have the friendly event going on concurrently with our championships. And I think that should really entice a lot of people to come. And I hope folks can make it. We have a bar. If enough people come, the event is going to give us waiters, waitresses to serve the people who come. Yeah, so we're really committed to making this a really great event. And if you're looking for something that's like, you know, we're just doing basic ITC lists and basic ITC FAQ, so you're not going to be really surprised by anything. We have missions that are close to the ITC missions, so I think anybody could bring the same list they've been using and come and expect a similar experience.
Yeah, no, that's great. It sounds awesome, and anybody that's on the fence about going, definitely go and get those ITC points. Like Luby was saying, it's the last big event before the LVO, so get those points before we hand out that big check.
Oh man, I am excited to see what you. I am really looking forward to the pictures.
Yeah.
From the big event, dude. Because I cannot wait to see how many. What that looks like, that many people playing 40K looks like coming out of LVO. It's going to be unreal.
Yeah.
I really hope to go someday.
Oh, yeah, and we feel your pain on building the terrain. We have to build a lot this year. So it's
gonna be exciting. Man. Yeah. Hey, yeah, if you don't mind footing the shipping, I'll build some terrain for you.
But anyways, thank you very much for coming on, Adam. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the event.
Yeah.
And have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, man. You too.